Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, and children of all ages. This is Kay Rail from the Lean Berets, and I'm reporting live from Pennsylvania right now, where the skies are partly cloudy and the winds are out of the south at 3 miles per hour. I'm going to spend the next several minutes addressing protein powder. I get bombarded with questions about it constantly, almost on a daily basis, and I'm going to dispel the rumors from the myths, and I'm going to try to do it in true Lean Beret grade 2 mentality fashion if I can. If there's anything I say that is over your head or too confusing, feel free to send me an email at krail@wellcoaches.com. So, without any further ado, protein is known as the building block of muscle. It's actually more than that. It's the building block of the whole body. It's a macronutrient along with fat and carbohydrates. It's got four calories per gram, and it basically rebuilds and remodels every single cell in the body. This includes hair, skin, nails, teeth, cartilage, organs, and muscle combined. So now you know the importance of protein in the system. As far as protein powders are concerned, you've got non-vegetarian options and you've got vegetarian and vegan options. Non-vegetarian options, whey, egg white, and casein are three prime examples. Vegan options, you have soy, rice, pea, and hemp protein. Some proteins are a complex where they have two or three of these together, like a rice, pea, and hemp might be all mixed into one, blended into one protein powder. The flavors of protein vary. There's very many flavors. There's chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, cookies and cream, cappuccino, tropical punch, all these different ones. The problem that I have with that is it also come, any kind of flavor of protein has a specific color to it. Oftentimes, the flavors and colors are both artificial. And as you know, the Lean Berets are strongly against artificial flavors, artificial ingredients, and we're against chemicals. What you need to do is scan your ingredient label for numbers, colors, or the actual words artificial colors and artificial flavors. You'll actually see these in the ingredient label if they exist. A common color you may see is red lake number 40 or blue number 5 or yellow something along those lines. The word lake, yellow, colors, numbers kind of are all the same. They're all blended together. Those are things you need to look for. Now let's talk about the sweeteners in protein powder. Sweeteners are used, any flavored protein is going to have a sweetener in it. And it's always artificial unless it's clearly indicated on the container. You'll see these listed in the ingredient label as sucralose, acesulfame, potassium, saccharin, aspartame, or you'll see this abbreviation, which is ACE with a dash and then a K. And that basically is abbreviation for acesulfame potassium. Oftentimes, these sweeteners are used by themselves, but other times they're used two or three at the same time. So that's double the bad news. Now, if you're looking to dodge the artificial colors, the artificial flavors, the artificial sweeteners, you're in luck because natural protein powders do exist on the market. You will see clear labeling stating this information on the front of the container. Stevia, for example, is an all-natural sweetener that you can find in certain protein powders. And it'll either say right on the front of the container or you're going to have to scan the ingredient label to find it. Stevia is a plant. I had it in an organic garden of mine with a few friends a few years back. And it's what they do is they grow the plant and then they harvest it and they take the leaves and they dry them and then they mash them to a pulp and turn them into a powder. And then they use it as a all-natural sweetener. The good thing about stevia is it doesn't spike your blood sugar, and it's a lot more sweeter than actual sugar, so you don't need as much of it if you use it as a supplement on its own. Now, I'd like to address RBGH. This is an abbreviation for a long word called recombinant bovine growth hormone. If you watch Dr. Oz or you turn the news on, you'll oftentimes see this word floating around in public. Basically, it's a hormone used in cows to make them grow faster and to produce more milk. What this leads to is sick cows, which need to be treated with antibiotics. And it also goes against Mother Nature, trying to force an animal along its life path and trying to make it do things it's not capable of doing. Whey and casein protein powders come from cows treated with this hormone. Any kind of protein that comes from a cow is going to have RBGH in it. You can avoid it by choosing a protein powder that specifically says no RBGH, or it'll say RBGH free on the front of the container. It may actually have a circle even with the letters RBGH in it and a line through it. That's good news. That's what you want to do. Because anytime you eat a product from an animal, whether it be a chicken or a cow that's been treated with this stuff, you're getting the RBGH. And then you're probably getting the hormones as well. And then if you have, say, a smoothie made with milk and a regular conventional protein powder that both has RBGH in it, you're getting a heavy mega dose of RBGH. Avoid it by sticking with the RBGH-free stuff. Now let's talk about the nutrient profile of protein powder. All protein powders obviously are high in protein, but they're also low in fat and they're low in carbs. In some cases, protein powder is free of carbs altogether. Unlike other proteins, hemp is also high in fiber. This helps further fill you up and helps keep you feeling full at a longer pace. So that would be a good option for you if you're trying to follow a, say, a 6-meal-a-day plan and you're trying to keep your appetite under control in between your meals. Hemp would be a good supplement in that case. Due to the slow digestion process of hemp, it's not necessarily your best post-workout shake. When you're done working out, your muscles are like a sponge and they're ready for nutrients. The best thing you can do is whip up a post-workout shake with something like grape juice and whey protein powder in a shaker and then slam it down. The grape juice shuttles the protein into your muscles at a fast pace because grape juice is a fast-absorbing carbohydrate. Or you can just make a shake with water and put some honey in it. Or you can just make a shake with water and whey protein and then eat like a handful of raisins or something along those lines. The key thing is you want a fast-absorbing carbohydrate and a fast-absorbing protein powder after your workout. Whey is very bioavailable in that department. Bioavailable means it gets digested easily and assimilated quickly by the system. Now, if you're vegan or vegetarian, obviously that's not an option. What is an option is soy or pea or rice or any of those other proteins I mentioned earlier for the vegan options. Soy is probably your best bet. If you have an allergy to soy or don't digest it properly, then stick with hemp protein. Now, I'd also like to mention a little something else about soy. I know a lot of people who are strongly against soy products altogether. But in actuality, I find that to be a little bit of a gray area. I think what you need to do is monitor how your body reacts to soy. If you have bad reactions to it, if you feel stomach cramps or bloatiness or all these weird things are happening when you're taking soy products, then avoid them. Now, what you need to do also is look for specifically non-GMO soy. This will also be clearly indicated on a container if you're getting a soy protein powder. Spiritine, for example, I'm going to give you a name right now. Their soy protein is non-GMO and it's also fermented. Fermented soy is more digestible than regular soy, and it's been known not to cause as many side effects, if you will, such as, like I said before, gas and bloating and so on. So always stick to the natural stuff no matter what. That's the key thing. Now, also, when it comes to protein powders, when it comes to any food at all, whether it's packaged or canned or whatever, always read your ingredient labels. Every single show that RJ and I do, I talk about this and I can't hammer it home enough times. Avoid products that have high fructose corn syrup, hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated oils, artificial colors, abbreviations, or words you can't pronounce. I can't stress that enough. To find this information, you don't look on the fancy packaging on the front, you go right to your ingredient label. That's where it's all gonna be. You'll see high fructose corn syrup, you'll see HFCS in there, you'll see the word hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated. Any product that has it in it is bunk. Stay away from it. You don't want any of that artificial crap in your system. We're lean berets and we tell like it is. I mean, that's all there is to it. So in summary, choose a protein that fits your personal guidelines. If you prefer all natural protein, scan the ingredient label to make sure it is void of all unnatural chemicals. Note that many unnatural protein powders are also contaminated with heavy metals and loaded with extra sugar and extra chemical sweeteners. Yes, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but there has been studies done that your conventional protein powders have heavy metals in them as well. And I'm guessing this relates to the fact that the feed or whatever the cows are eating is possibly runoff from fertilizers or so on and so forth that's on the feed that they're eating. And it's causing them to become contaminated with heavy metals. So again, we go back to point A, which is if you eat the cow that's got the RBGH and the artificial ingredients and the so on and so forth in its system, you're going to get them as well. There's no hiding it. The main thing is you need to be very aware of the protein powders you buy and look at the front of the containers, scan your ingredient labels. If you need to bring a magnifying glass with you to the supplement store, do so. But be very aware of what you're putting in your system. Now, I got a couple recommendations I'd like to run past you to make it even easier for you. Because like I said, we like to keep things in grade two mentality. Natural protein powders. J-Rob, spelled R-O-B-B, top-notch company. Natural Factors, excellent company. Spiritine, that's the soy company I was mentioning earlier, very good company. Biochem, very good company. Vega. Vega's not only a good company, but most of their products are, they're obviously vegan, hence the name Vega. And they're also predominantly raw, too. They basically dehydrate their nutrients, and they blast them into a powder, and then put them in their supplements. And they're very tasty, and they digest very well in the system. Then you have Manitoba Harvest and Nutiva, which are both hemp protein companies. All of these are approved by Lean Berets Avengers of Health. So without any further ado, I hope you found today's live handout interesting on protein. Stay tuned for our next one. And have a great day. And make sure that your protein is clean.